Strauss, and I will moderate. We have three very fine veterans who each could spend the hour and a half talking about Iraq. And we have two government officials from SAMHSA who each could spend 2 to 3 days talking about the services for substance abuse and mental health that our agency is doing and other federal partners. But our time is limited. So what I will do is introduce each of the speakers and ask that you hold your questions and discussion at the end. Well, the estimates vary. Documentation is increasing of significant levels of traumatic brain injury, post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, suicide attempts, and self-medication with alcohol and drugs among veterans returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. These needs for mental health and substance abuse treatment, coupled with low rates of seeking appropriate treatment, are impacting significant numbers of veterans, especially young men and women, and their families. This session is designed as a dialogue between health professionals, you, and returning veterans, and some of you may have friends, family, and may be returning veterans yourself, to identify barriers to seeking and receiving the needed mental health and substance abuse services. And we hope to provide guidance to improve service access and delivery for veterans and their families. The objectives of this session that I put in my abstract were 8, but I'm going to reduce them to these 3. First, learn about the veterans' experiences and their diversity. Second, think about the relevance to your profession and your practice, whether you're a policymaker, a program planner, service delivery, a support member, and then to apply this understanding to improve access and retention in treatment. Recent research indicates there is a significant risk of mental health problems among soldiers who have served in combat in Iraq and Afghanistan. And if you have the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services publication, we reference one reference that has data that suggests a third of the returning vets have emotional problems that need attention, and a fifth have substance use problems. Well, we are very fortunate to have three veterans who are willing to share with us their experiences in Iraq so that we can better meet the needs of their fellow veterans. The first one, Andre Sanchez, served 9 years in the U.S. Army, deployed to Iraq in 2003. He currently helps returning veterans as a claim representative with the Minnesota Department of Veteran Affairs. And he will talk more about his experiences. The second one, Joy Slaughterbeck, served 6 years in the U.S. Army Reserves from 1998 to 2006, served in Kuwait, December 2004 to January 2005, in Iraq, January 2005 to November 2005, and in Iraq, served as a personnel administration sergeant, and she will present her experiences. And finally, Jason Rudolphy, an 8-year veteran of the Marine Corps, combat engineer, and a bulk fuel specialist, first deployed to Iraq in 2003, second deployment to Iraq in 2004. And our federal experts, Catherine Power, to my right, director of the Center for Mental Health Services at Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, SAMHSA, and our anchor person, Richard Capanda, Deputy Director of the Center for Substance Abuse Treatment at SAMHSA. In case you were wondering, do you have any veterans in your area? This is from the Census Bureau in 2000 census. As you can see, every state has a distribution of veterans, and if you see a white spot near where you live, then you don't have very many. We wonder what it will look like in 2010 census.